how councils waste your money. Ever wondered why there's never any money? Ever asked yourself why the government has to make so many cuts? According to an article in the Daily Mail, £120 billion of taxpayers' money is wasted every year in the UK. Here are some examples of where that money goes and the ridiculous things councils and government departments buy with it.
Fenland District Council in Cambridgeshire spent £205 on golf lessons as a gift for a member of staff.
Durham Council gave chief executives a £12,000 clothing allowance.
The Home Office spent £427,000 on rubber bullets that the police aren't even allowed to use.
Cotswold District Council splashed out £19,000 on a magician to boost staff morale.
Crawley Council spent £5,070 on 12,200 hot drinks from vending machines for employees. The equivalent number of tea bags would have cost just £200.
Cheshire East Council spent £30,000 building two ponds for 18 newts that were displaced during the construction of a road.
The Ministry of Justice spent £4.5 million on moving prisoners and staff around the country by taxi.
The Arts Council threw away £95,000 on a piece of installation art that consisted of a skip covered in yellow lights. It was placed outside Brighton's Town Hall. A spokesperson for the council said it was designed to make people think.
York City Council spent £180 on pedicures and manicures for disadvantaged young people.
Wigan Council splashed out £23,000 on a salary for an ambassador to Wigan's twin town of Angers in France.
Basildon Council wasted £150,000 of taxpayers' money measuring how much grass it had. The council said they wanted to offer a company a contract for cutting the grass and needed to know exactly how much grass there was.
The leader of Essex County Council spent nearly £300,000 on travel with his council credit card. This included £136,000 on trips to 24 countries, £7,700 on a three-day seminar in the Bahamas, and £2,000 to stay at a five-star hotel in India.
Just think what could be done with an extra £120 billion. No hospitals closed, no teachers fired, no regiments disbanded, no schools shut down,